Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program, and this program is Spiritual Talk Radio. And I am honored to have my guest with me tonight, and she'll be with us shortly, and we'll introduce her and all that stuff and get to know her here in a little bit. But I appreciate her being here, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and, well, there's a few things that we do before we start, and so let's go ahead. We didn't pull a card earlier today, and so let's go ahead and pull a card for this program, and let's go ahead and pull the card from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the Power card, and that's what Spirit wants us to do and step into is our power, and the power that's within us, tapping into that. And so that's what Spirit is bringing into our lives in this now moment, is saying, you know, step into your power. Step into, you know, my whole life has been about trying to empower people. And what that means is giving you back your power. A lot of times we hand our power and our energies over to situations, over to other people. And so what Spirit's saying tonight is take back that power. Take back that control. All right? And trust Spirit. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to open with a song, and then we'll have our guest on. I will tell you right now, we are on a very tight time strain tonight, so I don't know if we'll get to a bunch of readings tonight, so I just thought I'd give you a heads up, okay? But, you know, you might want to call in just in case. I can't promise you that we'll get you on air. But we'll see where Spirit leads us. This is a Spirit-led show, so we're going to let Spirit lead us tonight, okay? That's the best way to live our lives, is letting Spirit lead. When I try to lead, it doesn't work out very well, all right? So let's let Spirit lead. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Deborah tonight, and I appreciate the gifts inside of her. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for leading her to me. And a lot of times my guests ask, they said, okay, how did you find me? And how I find them is through you. And I appreciate you leading me to her. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would just help her and just let her share whatever's on her heart tonight. Just be herself. That's the whole thing I would ask. Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you would just help them tonight in every area of their lives, and that you would speak to them tonight. You know, just because maybe we don't do some readings, you still speak to us. You still talk to us. And Father, Mother, God, just speak to their hearts tonight and let them get something out of tonight's program that can help them farther on their path. Father, Mother, God, right now I would pause and ask you to be with my mother. There is something going on with her ankle. Her ankle is swelling, and not sure exactly what's causing that, but you do, and you can take care of it. So I ask you to touch my mom tonight. And surround all of us in this program right now with white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we thank you for it so much. Let's go ahead and put on a song really quick. And then we'll get our guest on here. So we'll be right back in about 5 minutes, actually.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis, to hypnotize you into self-love,
hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love,
hallelujah,
there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no
hallelujah,
fear, there's no anger. hypnotize yourself into that
Hallelujah.
Relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Self-love has no condition.
Hallelujah.
It's right now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to your voice and then to everyone's as one.
And let's go ahead and say hi to Deborah. Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Good evening. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I appreciate you being here.
Loving the weather.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Is it nice in – where are you at exactly? You're in Ohio, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Cleveland.
Okay. That's what I thought. So how's the weather? Yeah, the weather's nice there.
The weather's like beautiful right now.
Yeah,
it's
here
like,
too.
It's the kind of day everyone wishes for.
I know. It's like I wish we could have this kind of weather all the time, but it's okay. We got to have different seasons of our lives, otherwise it gets a little boring. But
exactly.
I appreciate you being here so much. Now, we don't really know you that much. Could you tell us just a little bit about yourself? You know, how did you get started? You know, anything you want to share with us?
Well, you know, I'm actually asked that question a lot, as I'm sure you are.
Right,
People always like, how long have you known you can do this? And I've been aware of this for probably over 30 years, that I was able to connect with those on the other side. I had an experience happen when I was 17, and 17 was a very, very long time ago, that had a very profound effect on me. And I don't know if that sort of woke up, whatever you want to call it. My mother always said I had a great imagination. You know, looking back, was it my imagination? I don't know. But I had something happen at 17 which sort of really woke up my sixth sense, or whatever you wish to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when I was 17, it was very frightening. And, you know, as time went by, more and more things kept happening. And then I learned to, instead of fear, I learned to work with it.
Right.
And now I use it to help people who are in need of, like, closure, comfort, healing. I basically do the work I do to let people know that those who have passed and have left the earthly plane are still with us. And, you know, I work as an evidential medium, and I base a lot of my practice on just validation.
Right.
So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now I have a question, because you mentioned, you know, when you were 17, you know, how, you know, that something happened that really sort of scared you but mm-hmm. also helped you open up. Now, how did you get past that? How did you get past the, because a lot of times, a lot of people, you know, that when they started opening up to spirituality, when they start seeing things, it can be a little nerve-wracking. It can be a little scary if you don't know what's happening. So how did you work through that, and how did you go through that process?
You know, like you said, it was very scary. The experience that I had, I was actually staying at a family member's house, and who lived on the West Coast, and she had just moved into this house, and I couldn't stay in the spare room, so I had to stay on the couch.
Right.
The spare room was all full of boxes. So I clearly felt a woman and girl standing next to me all night long. And not only could I feel them in my mind's eye, I could see them, describe them, like as though you were in this dream state.
Right.
They were all wet. I could see their clothing. I said to my family member, I said, I can't stay here anymore. Your house is haunted. Which now I no longer use that word haunted, but she told me, she said, I can't believe you said that, because the original owner's wife and daughter drowned in the backyard in an irrigation ditch.
Mm.
So, of course, that scared me being 17 years old.
Right, yeah.
The more as I would travel and I would go different places, I would just feel those in spirit. And not only would I feel them in my mind's eye, I could see them, smell them, hear them, you know.
Right.
And then over a period of time, you know, Google came around.
Right.
And I was, if I couldn't get accurate information from, you know, someone who owned the building or whatever the case may be, I would Google. And then I was like, whoa.
Right.
So it no longer feared me. I figured, hey, there's a reason why God gave me the gift, and it's my option to do what I need to do with it. So that's how it all started.
Right. So you didn't really have like a mentor or anybody that you worked with or that helped you a little bit?
Back then, I did not. And then as time went by, I did seek that out. Which was very difficult years and years ago. It wasn't so so out there in the media like it is now.
Right. Yeah.
So it was very difficult to find a mentor, a teacher. Then I started to go to Lilydale, New York. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, which is a great, great place, spiritual community, where they offer workshops. And I was actually ordained there.
Awesome.
So over time, I was able to find workshops and teachers, and now I teach a lot myself. But
yeah, because it's the same way with me when I'm a little older too, and when I first started, there weren't a lot of resources out there. I mean, there was, you know, a lot, there wasn't a lot out there for us to tap into like there is now. And you know, the mediums that are coming up now, you know, especially the young people that are awakening and stuff, you know, there's awesome resources now. I mean, there's really, you know, a great support system, you know, is out there. I mean, you can find chat rooms, you can find, you know, groups that you can join. I mean, it's just a lot more open now. And I think that helps, you know, because when you start seeing spirits, you know, you can relate to this. You know, when you're 17 and you're seeing, you know, something like you saw, you can think, okay, am I going crazy? You know, what's going on here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, and you know, if you don't have anybody to talk to, nobody, you know, really is out there, you know, it can be a very lonely world. And, and so, you know, I'm glad that, you know, that has changed over time and, you know, people are becoming more open. You know, there's still some people, there's always going to be some people that give you that look, you know, but for the most part, people are opening up to it. And would you agree to that? I just feel that there's a shift going on right now where people are becoming more open.
Oh, yes. Or after I've had an appointment and I've sat with someone and they'll first sort of look at me and say, wow. And then they say, how do you do that? And I said, $1 million question. I said, and there, I've had people ask me blessing or curse. And I said, at the end of the day, I look up at the sky and I thank the universe every day I have this.
Because it's helping people, you know, and it's, and you know, like you said, you know, like when you said earlier, when you first started talking, you said, you know, that you do this to give people evidence that their loved ones are okay, that they are continuing on, you know, because a lot of times, you know, people just think that that, you know, when we put that body in the ground or whatever we do with it, you know, they think that that's the end, and that's not the end. That's just the end of that body. But the soul goes on, and your loved ones are quite aware of what's going on in your life. And yeah, you know, I agree. I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. Because it's what I was called to do. Just like you were called to do it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, this is a calling on our life. You know, I'm sure that you didn't wake up and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to be a medium someday. You know, you just,
Nope.
Yeah, when you stand, you know, I remember in first grade, I remember the teacher, there's a, you know, said, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, okay, I'm in first grade. I have no idea. You know, but but you hear people say policeman, nurse, doctor. You know, I don't ever hear anybody ever say, okay, I'm going to be a psychic. I'm going to be a medium.
You know, could you imagine I have children who are grown up and they live on their own. So they're often, they're often asked, can you do that? Can you do what your mother does? And, you know, and I get to see them in at school. Oh, well, my mother's a medium. She talks to dead people in this room in our house. It's kind of funny.
You know, career day at school, I could just see that being a little awkward, maybe. You know, where you go and say, oh, yeah, I'm a medium, and people don't really understand. And, you know, the thing is, and I think that's what it is. You know, I think that a lot of times we don't understand what's going on with us, you know, and it goes back to opening up to our gifts, opening up. Now, so like if somebody's listening to us, because I just picked up on something, if somebody's listening to us, what advice would you, you know, if they had a similar experience like you've had, you know, if they just are sitting on their couch and all of a sudden they look over and they see Uncle Bob or, you know, whoever, what would your advice be to them? How could they deal with that?
Well, first they have a nice spirit. No, that's all right. You know, so used to people coming to me and saying, I want to do that. And I actually do this little exercise with people so they can sort of experience it more or less. But I tell them not to fear it. You know, the first thing you do is, you know, of course, don't fear it, which, of course, you naturally want to fear it. And then you want to doubt it, and then you want to think you're crazy, right? Right. But the biggest bit of advice I could give to someone, I guess, not to fear it.
Yeah,
right.
That's the major thing. I'm gonna have to put on a song really quick because I need to let my dog out. My dog's at the back door, so I need to take a little break really quick here. But you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We're gonna be right back. It's called live radio for a reason. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Let's go ahead and put the song that we open on really quick.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a Kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into.
Okay, we're back. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you gotta love live radio and dogs.
Yes.
You never know. Going back to, I agree with you. You know, the one thing that I think is really holding us back, the metaphysical world, is fear. You know, because we don't understand. For some reason, our brain immediately says that that's supposed to be, we're supposed to be afraid of that. Does that make sense?
People jump into their left brain. They fear it. They analyze it. They doubt it. They question it. And as soon as that left brain takes over, you can just forget anything that's going to happen in the right brain because you're not going to connect or feel. You're
right.
Going to get pulled right back down into the planet.
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Because in doing mediumship and stuff, it takes a lot of just being open, you know, to just that faith thing I call, you know, because when I start seeing things, I start feeling things, I just know that it's real. You know, there's just something inside of me that says ding ding ding, this is real, and I stand on
right.
it. And I'm sure you're the same way, you know, because if we go into that place of doubt, that place of fear. Then as a medium, we're done. You know, we're not going to be able to connect,
right.
You know, very well. But, you know, it's just trusting spirit. But it takes some time, a lot of us are fear-based, and we have to get past that. So is there anything that you've learned that helped you get past that fear in your own life? Because I'm sure there's times that you've stood up in front of people maybe – And there's been that fear factor. How do you get past that in your own life?
One of the things I've learned to do is at the end of, you know, either if I stood up in front of a group and did message work that way or privately,
right.
I always, always fold my hands, look up to the sky and say, thank you.
Right. Yeah.
That's very important that you always thank whoever you're working with. It's kind of the more you do it, the more confident you become. You have to be very confident to do the work we do. I also would tell people, I would say, look, you know, we're all spiritual beings living a human experience. 75 to 80% of the time, I'm dead on. But, you know, 20% of the time, I'm human and I'm off. So
yeah.
I'm upfront and I'm honest. I'm not always 100% because if there's any medium who says they're 100%, I highly doubt it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
That human slips in and you're like, oop. So, I'm very honest and very upfront. And I think it's just a confidence thing. The more you do it, the more you're real comfortable in your space, you know.
Right. It's like a muscle. You know, I heard somebody describe it one time as like a muscle. We got to use that muscle. And, you know, and it's going to develop in time. And, it goes back to confidence because, you know, when I was a kid, I was a very shy kid. And if you told me that I was going to do this kind of stuff and stand in front of people and step out there, I'd be looked at you like, okay, I don't think so. But you know, it takes that trust, it takes that stepping out, and it does build confidence. It does, you know, because you go, man, I am right, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I'm sure the first time you read for somebody, you probably had that, oh, okay, I am right, you know, that moment.
Right.
You know, because we all have that self-doubt. We all have that thing that we have to work through. And, you know, those human moments, like you said, we are human. And anytime you're doing metaphysical work. You know, that's what I tell people. You know, if you get a reading, if you're getting a mediumship reading, whatever kind of reading you're getting, there is a human involved. And because of that fact, there might be some flaws every once in a while. There might, you know, we're not always going to be, like you said, we're not always going to hit it. But, you know, most of the time we do. And
so right.
We just got to keep trusting that. You know, and that's what I would tell anybody that's trying, just starting out. Said, okay, you know, if you read for somebody and you don't get it right, don't throw away your cards and you know, and stuff like that. You know, try again. You know, you're not going to get it right every single time.
Right.
Would you agree
exactly.
with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. You know.
Yeah. And now, how do we get hold of you? Do you got a website that we can look at?
Yeah. My website is, of course, you know, www., Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A, psychicmedium.com. You can go to my website. You know, it has there's a bio on there about me. I have many,
right.
many testimonials and things like that on there.
Right.
So
yeah,
because
I'm over there right now, and I went over there earlier, and, you know, I see that you do workshops to help people develop their gifts, and you
mm-hmm.
have some coming up. But now do you do just phone readings, or do you do face-to-face readings? If somebody's in Ohio and they want to, do you do face-to-face readings?
Yeah, I actually prefer face-to-face. So I've had people come actually from out of state even. I will do phone readings, but my preference is face-to-face, but I have done a lot of stuff by phone too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and,
mm-hmm.
and everybody works different. That's one thing I love, about having different mediums on air, different psychics. We all work different. We all prefer things different, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what works for us. You know, when I first started, I did a lot of face-to-face readings. Now I do a lot of phone readings because I have clients all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and I thought, okay, I'm not sure if I could do. It's like when I started this radio program, I thought, you know, I don't know if I can do this on air. I've never, you know, I've always done it face-to-face. Again, that little
mm-hmm.
doubt came in. And you know, and then I stepped out, and I trust, and here we are. and there's no difference in a face-to-face reading. But, you know, again, I prefer face-to-face readings also because, I just like to see, you know, and also you can read your client, you can look at them, you can see if what you're saying is registering with them. It does make a little bit of a difference there.
Like when you're doing radio, it's just like doing a phone reading where you're like, well, you know.
I
like to incorporate a little psychometry into my work.
Oh, right.
So if I'm working with someone, and it seems like lately I tend to work with a lot of people who unfortunately has lost someone due to like murder or suicide.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of that going. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I like to hold a small object in my hand that once belonged to the person. You know,
right.
I just sometimes I like to incorporate that. But anyway, that's the style I generally like to do.
Right.
But like
and
I've done stuff all across the country, but, you know.
Yeah, and that's just your area of expertise. That's just what you do. And that's
mm-hmm.
how spirit works through you. And, I find that very interesting also because, you know, I've done that where I've just held an object and picked up information. I was actually tested by a TV station in my area. They asked me if I would do that, and I had never done that before. Again, I stepped out, and it worked out pretty good. So,
mm-hmm.
but you can pick up information from objects. There's a lot of other things that you can pick up, and I find that very interesting. So, and I'm glad you
mm-hmm.
mentioned that.
I was going to
ask you about that because I saw that on your site. But you know, I do find that very interesting. And now, with your readings, do you have really any interesting stories that just pop out that you could share with us without breaking confidentiality?
Oh, boy.
So maybe not so many. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know how that is, you know?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, as you being a medium, I'm not sure if you're familiar with mapping, you know, as a medium. Mapping is so important for me, so I know how they belong to you. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that. So could you explain that a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I've taught this to people, you know, in workshops. I also do a home circle at my home once a week, and
awesome.
I've taught them this little exercise. But mapping basically is when you're sitting and you're, you know, doing a reading for someone, and you probably have noticed that. So when I sit with someone, mothers always come to my right, always. Some mothers want to sit on my lap. Mothers are to the right. Grandmas are right next to mothers. And then as the circle sort of comes behind me, you know, it could be like aunts, cousins. Are you still there? Oh.
Okay. Technical problem. I think that we lost our guest for a minute. lost me for a second. Apologize for that. Hopefully she'll call back in here in a minute. It just shows me that she just got dropped. You got to love live radio. But she will be back here shortly. But you know, I do appreciate you tuning in. I'll just talk while we're waiting for her to get back here. And so, you know, again, you know, everybody reads differently. And if you're not sure, you know how you pick up objects and stuff like that, my dog would like to talk, but not allowed. You know, like I said, I had that own experience where I was tested with that. They had just the ring of a key, and I was supposed to pick up information, not anything else. Okay, she's back. Good. So we'll get her back on air with us because she was talking about mapping, and she's back. All right. I was trying to fill. Hey, yeah, it's live radio. It's like he disappeared. You gotta love live radio at times. Now you were talking about mapping. You want to continue on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mapping is great actually for the medium because
right.
You will find over time it's very, very consistent. So like I said, like mothers to my right, fathers
right.
to my left, and everybody else just sort of works out. Those that step in spirit behind me are heart connected. So it could be like a significant other, a spouse, husband, wife. It's
right.
someone who is heart connected, not blood connected. And what I have found, it's like their heart, my heart, your heart. They want to come through me. It almost feels like a scene from the movie Ghost. And I have to sit here the whole time and go, no touching. You know, but...
Right.
It's very interesting. So I do this little exercise when I'm teaching people to become aware of that. You know, I have them close their eyes. I have them visualize someone very near and dear to them. I walk them through all their senses. And then I say, now, where are they standing? And
right.
I said, no, keep doing that with other people. And you'll see there's a pattern, which is great for the medium because then you go, okay, mom's here. Okay, grandma's here. Okay, dad's here. You said share a story, speaking of mapping. I was sitting with a woman, of course, you know, I didn't know her, and the majority of the session was she had lost her father, but he was standing behind me the whole time, which is unusual for dads because they always stand to my left.
Right.
And so towards the end of the session, she said, I was adopted, and that's why he stands behind you, because we were heart-connected and not blood-connected. So that threw me, because
right.
I'm thinking, why is Dad behind me, you know?
Right.
It was very interesting with her, too, because I was telling her that I was in, things were real hectic, and I told her the exact hospital he was in, what was happening to him. And I could smell the room and see the bright white light. But I said to her, I said, I know there's got to be a door and a clock on a wall, but I don't see it. And she said, because he's blind.
Oh, okay.
Which was interesting, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So that was very interesting, and I love mapping, and I teach that to, you know, students who want to be mediums. I'm like, pay attention to that because, you know, it's kind of there. After a while, you will be able to hit exactly on how they relate to that person by mapping.
Yeah. I guess I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know what I was doing because, it does come across to me like that. I just didn't have the word mapping to
mapping, yeah, that's what we call it, mapping.
Yeah. Mapping. And so because, yeah, it's you know, a lot of times I'll have, you know, like three people on my right, and I would be like, okay, and you know, it would be like mother, you know, things like that. So that, yeah, so that happens a lot. I just didn't know I didn't know what to call it. So now I do. So thank you. So
it's very consistent. It's consistent. If I sit with, because sometimes I'll do small groups, you know, say they're nervous or they want someone to sit with them.
Right.
And I tell them, I'm like, you know, we all give off energy. So if something comes in and I feel it's very personal for one of the members in the group, I will step aside afterwards and share it with them. Because sometimes I'll have, you know, mother, aunt, daughter, and say one of the daughters was pregnant and the mother never knew about it. And, you know, and she had lost the child, the child's in spirit, and all of a sudden I see great-grandma holding the baby. So I, when there's touchy things like that, I hold back on it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, things like that. But you never know what's going to come in. Never. It's very unpredictable.
Yeah. And especially in a public gallery setting, or you know, even if you have like I don't know if you do like group parties or things like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, the one thing that I really watch is, you know, if I'm picking up something, you know. You know, you mentioned this earlier. You know, a lot of times people are asking about murderers and things like that. You know, I don't really discuss that kind of information in a public setting.
Right.
Because you just, you know, that's just not the place for that. You know, I go, okay, maybe I'm picking up something. And usually I tell them, I say, you know, yeah, I'm probably picking up something, but can you please see me after the event? And, you know, you might need to have a private reading with me. And you know, there's just, you know, like you said, there's just sometimes we see things as a reader that we just don't feel comfortable sharing openly at times. Does that make sense to you? I'm sure you've had that.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not gonna share that in a open setting. I always tell people, it's like, you don't probably want that laundry out there for everybody to see.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there's just some things that are private and just between you. But now everybody, you know, I believe that everybody can pick up on stuff. I believe everybody's intuitive. You know, see, again, going back to trusting what's inside of us and trusting our abilities and our gifts. And if we have trust issues, I find it, you know, for me, what was really hard for me when I started doing what I do now, you know, I had some trust issues. I mean, just with everything. And I was like, okay, if I trust people that you know, that I can see, you know, and touch, you know, how am I trusting these voices that are talking to me? Where are they coming from? You know, and did you have that? I mean, did you have any of those issues when you first started, trusting the voices and going, okay, how do I trust this?
Yeah, because you want to doubt it.
Yeah.
So, which I guess is a form of trust.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're trying to always analyze things. You know, I had a friend.
Yes.
Yeah, we're always trying to analyze it. And I had a friend one time said, well, Michael, how does spirituality work? And I was like, it just does.
Yeah, I like that. It just does.
It just does. I mean, I said, you know, I don't know how to explain that. You know, it can, because you and I get asked all the time, you know, how are you getting your information, you know, stuff like that. And we don't know. We just know that what we're saying is coming from something higher than us and from other sources, like people's loved ones. Especially when we're talking about, you know, things that there's no way that we would know that, you know.
Right. I don't know if this happened to you, but I can't tell how many times people have accused me of Googling. You had to Google.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had somebody come up to me at a live event and said, well, you must have Googled me. I said, okay, well, that would be really impressive also, anyhow, if I did do that, because I don't get names of people that are coming to my event. So how would I know you were going to be here? And and I don't have the time to go on the internet and Google everybody. So and there's a lot of information that's not on Google.
Right.
You can't Google everybody. So, you know, you can't Google, say, okay, you know, people's dog names and things like that. That's not on there. So, you know, and that's what I love about evidential mediums like yourself, is because we do tell people stuff that there's no way that's even out there. I mean, you know, and that's what people are looking for. You know, there's always going to be those skeptics. There are going to always be those people that doubt our gifts. But that's okay, because I love skeptics. I love people that come and say, okay, prove to me that you're in touch with my loved one. And we do. So I love that. Well, you know, I appreciate you being here. We're getting ready. We're about to run out of time here. But is there anything else you want to share with us before we do let you go?
I actually liked what you said in the beginning about power.
Right.
Yeah, I was very touched by that, actually. And I thought, and it's interesting how you said, or the card, like the card is picked, because I needed to hear that. And I was like, wow. I needed to hear that. So yeah. I thank you for saying that, actually. I needed to hear that.
Well, yeah, and that's what I find interesting. You know, a lot of times, you know, because I wasn't going to pull a card tonight, and right before the show, I have the cards in front of me, and I heard this voice that says, she needs that. And I was like, okay. I didn't know who that was, but I was like, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow, thank you, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to, you know, we have to step into the power within us and all areas of our lives. You know, as mediums, yeah, we have a connection, you know, that is really strong, and that's awesome. But we're also human, and we have human moments. And I think every once in a while, you know, it's okay to be reminded that we're human. But it's also nice to be reminded also that we have a power within us that is totally amazing, and to do that. And one of the things I liked about you, and I do this after every event too, you know, is saying thanks. You know, I don't know about you, but when I do a public event, you know, there's a whole preparation that I go through because I take it very serious. And you know, and I almost see it like sacred ground. You know, it's almost, you know, and that's how I treat it, because, you know, it is. You know, your loved ones are coming through, and you know, and I just love that moment when it's connecting. You know, and then you have those people. That's why we like live things, and why we like, you know, face to face, because it's that moment when you see in their eyes, it's like, whoa, that is my loved one. You know, and that's what I love to watch.
They always walk in. Of course, they're always a little nervous, and I said, that's normal. And I spend all 5 minutes just talking to them, so they realize I'm as human as they are.
Right.
And when they leave, they hug me, and they have tears in their eyes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the awesome thing. You know, I always tell people, I said, you know, when you go get a reading of any sort, be a psychic reading or being a mediumship reading, you know, don't go with any expectations. You know, go with just whatever happens. And if you do that, I think you're going to like the results a whole lot better. Because I'm sure you've had this happen. You know, people come in and they're expecting a certain loved one to come in, and we don't know who's going to come in. I mean, you know, we just open ourselves up. And you know, we do the best we can. And a lot of times we do connect with that certain loved one, but not always. And, you know, and so, you know, what I would tell people is just, you know, don't go with the expectations, because you're just setting yourself up, in my opinion, for maybe a chance to get disappointed. And, you know, and somebody else might want to talk to you. I mean, you might want to talk to your grandmother, and maybe your dad on the other side wants to come through and talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, so, you know, just be open. Would you agree on that?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, well, you know, I can't go 1-800-GRANDMA, but I'll try the best I can.
Right, yeah, right.
You know, yeah.
Because exactly. we just never know. And,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, you know, the one thing I've learned is one time this was funny. I had a person came to do a reading with me, and all of a sudden I was picking up somebody, and I said, you know, this and this and that. And they go, I wonder why they're coming through. And because it was like a friend they hadn't even thought about. I mean, it's not who they wanted to connect with. But I said, have you been thinking about them all day today? Because they're saying that you've been thinking about them all day long. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, that's why they're here. Because you were thinking about them, you know. And,
yeah,
and
so like you called them up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call them up,
yep.
They were thinking about them all day long. So, of course, they're going to pop in here. So, yeah.
Exactly.
And I find it very fun, you know, and I find it very rewarding for us as mediums, and also for the people that are coming, you know, to make that connection, you know, to have that one more day, one more conversation. And I find it totally amazing. Well, it's been a really joy having you here with me. We'll have to get you back here sometime in the future. But hopefully you've enjoyed yourself, and I appreciate it. Could you give us your website one more time before we do say goodbye to you?
Sure. It's www.deborah psychicmedium, all one word.
Okay. And I'm going to tell people the reason why I don't want you mad at me. I know a lot of people called in for readings, but this show is totally spirit-led. And I just didn't feel like that's what Spirit wanted us to do tonight. And you know, but if you want to get a reading with her, please contact her. She would be happy to read for you, I'm sure. Just go to her website and check her out, okay? Because sometimes, you know, especially, you know, we all have different styles. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to read on a show like this. If you have a certain style that doesn't really fit this kind of a format. So does that make sense to you, Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Okay. We just got to be spirit led. and that's what I'm
Yeah. And there's many times I have done that, you know, on radio,
right.
Take calls.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it. So perhaps next time we'll.
Yeah. I think next time I, yeah.
Cause calls.
Yeah, and that's what I would tell people. You know, she'll be back. So next time, I didn't really feel it tonight too much, because I didn't really know you, and I think we've had fun, and I got to know you a little bit, and that's what life's all about, is getting to know one another and letting people know, hey, we're all in this together and working for the same purpose and the same goal, which is to empower people and to make those connections. But yeah. Next time you're back, we'll open the phone lines and we'll let you make some connections here.
I would love that.
All right. And so we'll have you back and do that next time. So you have a great night, and appreciate you being here, okay?
Hey, you have a great weekend, and thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate
it. We'll see you next time. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, again, her website. Let me give her website again, and she'll be back, guys. I promise. And please don't be mad at me. You know, I'm led by spirit, and I just wanted to visit with her and talk to her and get to know her a little bit. Okay. Her website is www.deborahpsychicmedium.com. That is www.deborah. psychicmedium.com. Try to spell that out really fast, and but that's her website. Check her out. Awesome energy, awesome person. Definitely going to have her back. I will tell you, I was going to open the phone lines at one moment, and I actually heard a very loud, clear no. And so I do not override loud, clear no's. When I do override those, I have problems. So I do not override those. So please respect that, okay? But she'll be back, and we will open our phone lines next time she'll be back. You know, who knows? We'll might try to get her back in September. Something to think about here. But I do appreciate you being here tonight. I'm actually going to go ahead and close out, actually. But I do appreciate you being here. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can always do so at my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can also always drop us an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to ask for your prayers for this little boy. He's 12 years old. He lives in Florida. You can look this up on the internet. There's a parasite. This doesn't happen a lot. What happened is this parasite got into his head. It's actually eating his brain, and he needs our prayers. So I saw this last night. It touched my heart. I was actually crying when I saw this. And I saw his brother. He got an older brother, and his brother was talking about, you know, his brother that's in the hospital and said that he's a fighter. And so, you know, we wish him well, and we're going to ask Spirit to heal him and touch this. There's actually another person, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but there's also another kid that's been affected by this as well. We're going to pray for them and pray for everybody that, you know, is sick. And, you know, because I believe in the power of prayer. You know, I've seen it so many times. You know, when the doctors just say, okay, there's no hope. You know, we've done all we can do. Do you know, in some ways, I sort of like that in some ways, because when they come in and they say, you know, we've done all that we can do. Because, you know, the reason why I like that is because then Spirit can step in. I've seen it in my own mom's life. My mom, several years ago, we were told by the doctors, they took us in the little room, told us that my mom would not come out of surgery. Told us flat out that this was probably the end, and to prepare ourselves for that. I don't know how you do that, actually. But, you know, I will tell you that my mom got through that. She is now in a nursing facility, but it has nothing to do with what was wrong with her then. But they told us that there was no hope, that, you know, that you might as well prepare yourselves. And I'm sure that that's what they're telling the family. But I want to speak to the family. I don't know if they listen to this program, but I want to speak into their spirits. You know, don't give up. You know, don't give up hope. There's always hope. There's always a chance of a miracle. And we're going to stand on that. I'm going to pray right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for Deborah and the gifts that are inside of her and moving in her life and working in her life. And I thank you for bringing her to this program. But right now, I want to focus on this little boy. He's 12 years old. And, if you know, I know as a parent, I mean, I'm not a parent, but if I was a parent, it would be hard to sit there and watch your little boy fight for his life. He's in an ICU unit, and he's fighting as hard as he can to stay here. And I ask tonight that you would heal him. That you would touch him. That you would put angels right now around his little bed. And that you would just touch his little heart. Because it's having a hard time beating right now. And I pray that instead of fear taking over some of the people that are around him, that you would give them hope and some faith that somewhere deep inside of them that they would feel you right now? Father, Mother, God, I stand tonight for him, asking you to help him. I don't know him personally, but we're all connected because the spirit that's in me is the same spirit that's within him. So Archangel Raphael, I ask you to step forward at this moment in time. And I thank you for your presence right now with this young boy. And I ask that right now that you would put your hand upon his head and that you would touch him. And this parasite that's in his brain right now would be gone. And there would be no effects, and that he would be well, and that he'll be a walking miracle. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Thank you for your help, Archangel Raphael. You know, we got to realize that we're all in this together, guys. We're all connected. And as an empath, you know, as I am, I feel things. I experience things. And last night when I just saw his picture and they showed him laying in that hospital bed, my heart just broke. But I know that spirit can do amazing things. And, you know, and I also know that sometimes it's just our time to leave. And if that's the case, then we have to accept that. But tonight, I'm standing on faith, and I'm standing on belief, and I'm putting him in the hands of Spirit, which knows best for all of us. And that's where we place him. That's all we can do with all of our loved ones. We can just place them in the hands of Spirit when we don't know what else to do. So thank you for praying for him. Continue to pray for him, and I will keep you informed about how he's doing. And you can follow the story on Yahoo. It is on the news and stuff. Continue to pray for him. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being there tonight. Like I said, if I didn't get to your calls, I am really sorry. And I ask for your understanding. Okay. I just have to go with the spirit within me. All right. So we will be back on air. What is today? Friday. Okay, today's Friday. Okay, I don't know about you, but my week has just ran together here. We will be on air again tomorrow. I will be here. We will be doing readings. We'll be teaching a little bit. Who knows what might happen. So we will be here at 11 a.m. Central. If you weren't here earlier, we are going to be on a regular schedule about 11 a.m. We're going to be on 6 days a week. The only times that those times will change is when we have guests, because a lot of them can't be on at 11 a.m. So we have to work with our guests. But otherwise, we're going to try to get on to a regular schedule and all that stuff. So appreciate you listening. I'm about out of time. And so... thank you again for being you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. You have a great evening, and I'll see you at 11 a.m. tomorrow, okay? Right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. All right, let me put on a song really quick here. And how about this one? And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.